This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back, folks. It's Friday, thank the Lord, February 3rd, 2023, birthday of Robert Bentley and late Temptations singer Dennis Edwards. We're going to talk about a councilman's arrest, a new Top Golf being built, and the comedian doing this year's White House Correspondents' Dinner. I'm Mike Morgan, and we are down in Alabama. 100 Huntsville, Alabama city councilman has been arrested on shoplifting charges at a Walmart, reports AL.com's William Thornton. Devin Keith is in his second term on the council. Police were at the University Drive Walmart on an unrelated call when they were notified of a suspected shoplifter. Authorities did not give further details about the alleged shoplifting. Keith was booked into the Madison County Jail on fourth-degree theft charges, meaning it would have involved theft of property worth $500 or less. Construction has now begun on a Top Golf facility in Mobile, which would be the third location in Alabama, reports AL.com's John Sharp. The work's being done at the former site of the multiplex cinema at McGowan Park Shopping Center off I-65 at Government Boulevard. Last year, the Mobile City Council and the Mobile County Commission separately voted to allocate $1.25 million each in incentives toward the development. The price tag of the complex has been estimated at $22 million. According to Top Golf, the location is expected to open later this year. Comedian Roy Wood Jr., who grew up in Birmingham, will be the featured entertainer for this year's White House Correspondents' Dinner, reports AL.com's Mary Colerso. Now, what usually happens at the Correspondents' Dinner is that the comedian goes on after the president, and sometimes has some fun at the president's expense and others in the room as well, maybe Washington in general. So it can be fun if you have the right sense of humor. I realize many followers of politics might need to Google sense of humor to see what I'm talking about. And it can get awkward in a fun way. Look up Norm MacDonald following Bill Clinton. Woods, of course, is most known for his work as a correspondent on the comedy channel's The Daily Show. He said, quote, "It will be a great night that will go down in the history books, or not, depending on which state you live in." We'll have to wait to see what he's saying there. The White House Correspondents' Dinner will be April 29th. Thank you all so much for listening. Have a great weekend. Keep an eye out for any spy balloons overhead. They're also in season in Cherokee County, I think. Also, a reminder that we deliver links to the stories I talk about, and even a few others, through the Down in Alabama newsletter. Just go on to AL.com, click on the hamburger menu up in the top left, three horizontal lines, click on email newsletters, and there are a bunch of them for you to choose from. We're down in Alabama, of course. And we'll be back here in podcast land bright and early Monday. Until then, y'all come see us. We're open 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on the internet at AL.com.